So today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18 and verse number 57. Chetasa sarva karmani maya sanyasyamat paraha buddhi yogam upashritya machita satatam bhava chetasa sarva karmani maya sanyasyamat paraha buddhi yogam upashritya Machitaha satatambhava Tisha sarva karmanai Mai sanyasya matparaha Buddhi yoga mupashritya Machitaha satatambhava Chetasa sarva karmani Mai sanyasa mataraha Buddhi yoga mupashnitya Machita satatambhava Cheta sarva karmani Mai sanyasa mataraha Buddhi yoga mupashnitya Machita satatambhava Someone else would like to read? It is chapter 18 and verse 57. Which book do you have? Small one? So page number 690. Yes, 690. Okay, so Chetasa by intelligence. Sarva karmani, all kinds of activities. Mayi, unto me. Sanyasya, giving up. Matparaha, under my protection. Buddhi yogam, devotional activities. Upashritya, taking shelter of. Machittaha, in consciousness of me. Satatam, 24 hours a day. Bhava, just become. Purportant translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. Purport. When one acts in Krishna consciousness, he does not act as the master of the world. Just like a servant, one should act fully under the direction of the Supreme Lord. A servant has no individual independence. He acts only on the order of the master. A servant acting on behalf of the Supreme Master is unaffected by profit and loss. He simply discharges his duty faithfully in terms of the order of the Lord. Now one may argue that Arjuna was acting under the personal direction of Krishna, but when Krishna is not present, how should one act? If one acts according to the direction of Krishna in this book, as well as under the guidance of the representative of Krishna, then the result will be the same. The Sanskrit word matparaha is very important in this verse. It indicates that one has no goal in life save and except acting in Krishna consciousness just to satisfy Krishna. And while working in that way, one should think of Krishna only. I have been appointed to discharge this particular duty by Krishna. While acting in such a way, one naturally has to think of Krishna. This is perfect Krishna consciousness. One should, however, note that after doing something whimsically, he should not offer the results to the Supreme Lord. That sort of duty is not in the devotional service of Krishna consciousness. One should act according to the order of Krishna. This is a very important point. That order of Krishna comes throughout disciplic succession from the bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, the spiritual master's order should be taken as the prime duty of life. If one gets a bona fide spiritual master and acts according to his direction, then one's perfection of life in Krishna consciousness is guaranteed. Om Agyana Tirandasya Agyana Gyana Shalakaya Chakshuru Namilityaliyana Tasmi Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chitanya Manobishtam Stipatam Yana Bhautale Svayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Maneham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sharagyasnicha Sagana Raghunathai Vintam Tasajivam Sadudavitam Sadhutam Parijanta Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakayam Sicham Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpa trubhyascha kripa sintubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namunaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare So I see some of you are new here. So today we are talking about this verse that's from chapter The Perfection of Renunciation. So in all, I will repeat again. So in all activities, just depend upon me and work always under my protection. In such devotional service, be fully conscious of me. So what it means to be in such a devotional service, one has to fully surrender to Krishna. And what it means to fully surrender to Krishna, it means that you will give up everything for Him. Actually, there it's said that if one understands three things, that he doesn't have to know anything anymore. So if you know that God, Krishna, is the ultimate enjoyer, then you will not go around and try to enjoy yourself. Then you will say, oh, I have to satisfy God, Krishna, then I will be happy. So the other one is that if you know that God, Krishna, is the ultimate controller of everything that exists, so that means that one person will not go around and try to control others. And the third one is that if you know that Krishna, God, is the friend of every living being. So by knowing these three things, one has a full knowledge. Then according to this knowledge, one is supposed to serve God in a devotional service. And he will be then fully consciousness. His consciousness will be actually purified. So So devotional service, it is on the transcendental platform. Actually, every living being in this material world is directed by three moods of nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. And 99% of world actually now is in the mood of passion and ignorance. And what we are trying to do is to become on the platform of goodness, because then we can only be really happy. If we are in the mode of passion, then we are just trying to get something. But even if we get it, we are not still satisfied. So we want more and more and more. And in the mode of ignorance, we are even worse. we are just not even being satisfied. So the mode of goodness, this is the stage where the soul can be really in a happy mood. So actually the soul should transcend these three moods of material nature, and then after that he can do the devotional service, because devotional service is not in the three modes of nature. So today I just want to talk a little bit about this verse. It's also connected to what it means, devotional service. So in this age, the real devotional service is the chanting of the holy name. It is said that if one wants to have spiritual advancement in his life, he has to chant the holy name. And this is the biggest devotional service in this age. So I wanted to read a little bit from Srila Prabhupada's purport. It says that the transcendental vibration established by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is the sublime method of reviving our Krishna consciousness. And as living spiritual souls, we are all originally Krishna consciousness entities. But due to our association with the matter from time immemorial, our consciousness is now polluted by the material atmosphere. The material atmosphere in which we are now living is called Maya, or illusion. Maya means that which is not. And what is this illusion? The illusion is that we are all trying to be lords of material nature. Well, actually, we are under the grip of her stringent laws. When a servant artificially tries to imitate the all-powerful master, this is called illusion. In this polluted concept of life, we are all trying to exploit the resources of material nature, but actually we are becoming more and more entangled in her complexities. Therefore, although we are engaged in a hard struggle to conquer nature, we are ever more dependent on her. This illusory struggle against material nature can be stopped at once by the revival of our Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is not an artificial imposition of the mind. This consciousness is the original energy of the living entity. When we hear the transcendental vibration, this consciousness is revived. And this is the process recommended for this age by authorities. By practical experience also, one can perceive that by chanting this Maha Mantra, or the great chanting for the deliverance, one can at once feel a transcendental ecstasy coming from the spiritual platform. And when one is factually on the plane of spiritual understanding, surpassing the stages of the senses, mind and intelligence, one is situated on the transcendental plane. So this chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is directly enacted from the spiritual platform. And thus this sound vibration surpassed all over strata of consciousness, namely sensual, mental, and intellectual. There is no need, therefore, to understand the language of the mantra, nor is there any need for mental speculation or any intellectual adjustment for chanting this Maha Mantra. It springs automatically from the spiritual platform, and as such, anyone can take part in chanting without any previous qualification and dance in ecstasy. So this verse tells us that in this we came to this material world, and we became of life after life entangled in going from body to body, and we are in the modes of nature. So we should actually get out of this modes of nature. So this is by the chanting of the Maha Mantra. And actually, it's not just chanting. When one chants, he gets the taste for it. Then he is really happy. So I wanted to say there is one verse that says, one should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than a tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and should be ready to offer all respect to others. In such state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. This is from Sri Shikshastaka, verse 3. by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this verse tells us that what it means to be humble. It means that one should recognize that he is a fallen, conditioned soul in this material world. And by being humble and by being tolerant, because the material nature, it is not easy to live in, and because we are in the modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance, we are becoming entangled in the material nature. So we should be tolerant to it, and we should always show all respect to others and not wanting any for ourselves. So in that state of mind, one can actually chant the holy name constantly, and actually one can chant the holy name 024 if he is not doing also offenses. This is also very important. So this verse says that in all activities just depend upon me and work always under my protection, and such devotional service be fully conscious of me. So when a person does some devotional activity for the Lord, he should always be in a humble state of mind, knowing that he is doing it for his satisfaction, and the Lord will then be pleased and the servant will be happy. So in this age, it is recommended the chanting of the holy name, that this is the biggest devotional service. And actually, once Lord Krishna said to Narada Muni, actually, I do not reside in my abode, Vaikuntha, the spiritual world, nor do I reside in the hearts of the yogis, but I reside in that place where my pure devotees chant my holy name, discusses my forms, pastimes, and qualities. So this verse tells us that the chanting of the holy name is again the ultimate goal of our life. And so just a second. So we have anarthas from the past lives. And by chanting the holy name, we are cleaning our subtle body. Subtle body is mind, intelligence, and ego. And then we have physical body. And we have like desires from past lives that are still with us. And actually, we don't have to get rid of these desires. We can actually use it for God, for Krishna, in our service, in our devotional performance. So if somebody has a wish, I don't know, to drive a car, he can actually drive the devotees, the servants of the Lord, wherever they want to go. Or if somebody wants to cook, he can cook for the Lord. So anything you do, you can actually do for the Lord, and then you will be really happy. Because if you satisfy the Lord, which is the ultimate goal, then he will be pleased and he will make you be happy. He will always take care of you. So there is one story, because we have desires. There was one Brahmana, and he was meditating on a stone, and he had only like one cloth. And before going to meditate, he would take it out and wash it, and he would put it on the sun. So while he was meditating, he was thinking, I should get another one because I'm cold when I do my meditation. And then one sadhu was passing by and he could read his mind. And the sadhu was passing by and he read his mind, and he said, I know what are you up to. And he said, why are you not satisfied with one cloth? And he said, well, when I'm meditating, my cloth is on the sun getting dried, and I want another one so that I'm not going to be cold. So he said, If you get one material desire, another one will come, and then another one and another one. So he said, well, it's only one cloth. And Sadhu said, okay, and he went away. So this Brahmana, who was meditating, he went to market and he took one more cloth. So he was very happy. And he came to meditate, he washed one cloth and put it on the sun. And while he was meditating, he heard some noise. And when he opened his eyes, he could see a mouse eating his cloth. And he was very angry. And then he was thinking, what shall I do now? This mouse is disturbing me. And then he thought, oh, I could buy a cat, you know, so that the cat can remove the mouse. And then he went to a market and he bought a cat. So the cat was there and the mouse, of course, ran away and he was very happy. So while he was meditating, the cat was starting, you know, to do meow, meow, and then he was like getting angry again and he said, ah, what shall I do now? I should get the milk so that this cat should stop, you know. And then he said, okay, I'll go buy a cow and I'll milk her and then I'll give the milk to the cat. So he did it and he was satisfied and he went to meditate again. So the cow started, you know, moo, moo. And he was like, what shall I do with this cow now? And he said, okay, I have to get someone to take care of her. Then he came to one woman and he got married with her. And he said, please, can you take care of this cow while I'm meditating? And he was very happy and he was meditating. So the wife came and she started to scream at him, you're just meditating, you're not taking care of me. So he was like, okay, okay. So they had kids together and then, you know, he had to build a house. And so many long years passed, and Sadhu came again, and he was like laughing at him. I told you, if you have even one wish, one desire, material desire, another one will come, and it will never stop. You should have been satisfied with one cloth, and you would not get entangled with these material things. So this tells us that we shouldn't have material desires, but even if we have them, we can use it for Krishna, for the Lord. And when we use it for Him, it is not any more material desire. So, yes. So, and when we perform our devotional service, it is said that we should always chant the holy name, because when we perform devotional service, it is said that. Srila Prabhupada once said that we always have to remember that the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is our life and soul. So it is the most important thing for us. And by chanting, our devotional duties are becoming transcendental, they're becoming purified. So it is said that devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. So this is the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. So anywhere you read in the Vedas, in the scriptures, wherever you will always find that the chanting of the holy name is the ultimate goal. So by chanting the holy name, one is getting purified and he is becoming in the platform of transcendental bliss. It is said that the soul is Satchitananda. This means that she is eternal, full of bliss and happiness. And actually, every soul wants to enjoy, but material enjoyment is temporary and it is not really satisfying, because we can see that any material enjoyment is actually suffering. For example, if a person goes to drink alcohol, and he's drinking, so he's being like happy for 2-3 hours, and after he has pain in his belly, in his head, he's, you know, vomiting, and so he's not actually being happy. It is just a moment, maybe. And we can say, I don't know, if somebody is smoking, you know, he's maybe for 5 minutes happy, but after he can get cancer, he can get so much pain in the body, you know, and become ill. So every material enjoyment is temporary and it's not and it's actually not what the soul wants. The soul needs, like, how would I say, soul wants to enjoy, but it's about the spiritual enjoyment. Then the soul will really be happy. So by chanting these holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one is being in contact with God directly, because Hare means the energy of God and Krishna means God. So when one is actually chanting the holy name, he is being in contact with God directly. And then, being in association with God, he's getting all the good qualities as God has. It is said that the difference between God and the living spirit soul, the difference is that God is an ocean and the living entity is a drop. It's a part and parcel of God. So, because this drop has all the good, has the same elements as the whole ocean, but in a small amount. So God is an ocean and we are a drop. So it means that we have all the good qualities, but we have to, like, awake them in ourselves, and then we can be happy and satisfied. So there was one story with a great Brahmana. When he was very young, he was very strict. He was living, he didn't have any wife, and he was doing sacrifices. And once he went to the forest, and he saw a girl, and he became very attracted by her. So he started to live with her. They got married, they got kids, and he started to live sinful life. And he got son that was, and he named him Narayan. And he was very happy with him. And because of his sinful activities, he forgot about this Brahmanical nature. And when he was dying, the Yamadutas came to take him to the hellish planets. And he was starting to scream, Narayan, Narayan, because that was the name of his son. And Narayan is also one name of Krishna, of the Lord. So when the Yamadutas came from the hellish planets to take him, Narayan, Vishnudutas also came, and they said that they cannot take him. And they asked him why. He was a sinful man. He did all kind of bad activities in his life. And the Vishnudutas, they said, yes, but he was chanting my holy name. He was saying Narayan. Always when he was playing with his son, he said it with love and devotion. So you can't take him. Anyone who chants my holy name, I have to take him back to the spiritual world. So the Yamadutas were, like, angry. And Vishnudutas, they took him to the spiritual world. And the Yamadutas, they came to Yamaraj, who gives, he's actually the demigod that gives the punishments to the soul according to her activities, according to her karma. So they came and they asked, like, who are these Vishnudutas? You know, I thought we are the strongest, you're the strongest in this universe. Like, you're punishing everyone. And Yamaraj said to Yamadutas that, actually, I also have a lord, and his name is Vishnu, Lord Vishnu. And he said, I'm actually just serving him. And then he explained it to them that anyone who chants the holy name, all his sinful activities will stop. And his then that the soul will be in her real consciousness, and that she will be then happy. So all these stories tells us again that the chanting of the holy name is the most important thing. There is one verse from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Iva Iva Kevalam, Kalu Nastyeva, 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 Eva Gatir Anatya. So in this age, Kali, the age of quarrel, hypocrisy, there is no other way, there is no other way, no other way for spiritual perfection than chanting of the holy name, chanting of the holy name, chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So by chanting, one is really one is becoming self-realized. Who is he? And real self-realization means to know that you're a spirit soul, that you're not the body. Because most of people, they don't have this consciousness of that we're not this body. And that's why they're not happy. They're just trying to satisfy their senses. And they're never getting happy. Even if somebody has millions of dollars, he's not being happy because he's missing something. And he's just becoming entangled in this material world, and he's thinking that his body, that he's this body, and that he has to satisfy the body, the senses. But actually, one should be on the platform that he understands that he's a soul, part and parcel of the Lord, that he's the servant. And one should, actually, when one thinks that he's a servant of God, and he's performing the devotional service, then he's in his real natural position. And then the soul is happy, because when you satisfy the Lord, it says that when you make one step to the, towards the Lord, he makes 10 steps to you. So if you're trying to perform devotional service for the Lord, you're trying to do better and better, even though you maybe don't want it or you don't like it. It is said that the mode of goodness in the beginning is like a poison, but in the end it is like a nectar. So when one is being in the mode of goodness, he's serving the Lord, actually after that it becomes transcendental, because devotional service is not in any mode of nature. So by satisfying the Lord, the soul is becoming happy, because we can even see it from our perception. If we make somebody happy, actually we are more happy than that person. And it is, there is like example, if there is a plant, and if you take a water and put it on the leaves, the plant will be maybe a little bit like satisfied, but it won't grow, and it will just, you know, fall apart. And if you put the water in the core of that plant, then the plant will grow really nicely. So if you're trying to love like someone, it's our nature is that we love someone and that we serve someone. We can see it. Somebody has like a wife, children, you know, he's serving them. And even if he doesn't have children or wife, he has a dog and he loves him, or a cat or something. He has to love someone, or he just has to serve someone. So this is our nature. And by this example of the plant, if we just want to love like our wife or our children or just dog or cat, we will never be satisfied, because we're just loving a part of it. And actually, if we love the Lord Krishna, who is the ultimate goal, and he is actually everything is as energy, and if we love him, then all the other parts can be satisfied. Just like this plant, if you put a water in the core. So if you love the Lord, that means you love everyone. You love even the small ant, because you know that the small ant is a part of the Lord. So you will not even want to kill this small ant. And it is just like the example for with the body. It's like, who is the enjoyer in this body? Is the belly. If you eat the food, who is enjoying actually? It is the stomach is enjoying. You can't take food and put it in your hand. But the stomach is the enjoyer, and she actually gives the energy to the hand, to the legs, to head, to all the parts of the body, so that it's been satisfied. So in the same way, if we satisfy the Lord, all the living entities will be satisfied. So, everyone should be in this devotional service and be fully conscious of the Lord, of Krishna. So, it is, and actually, everyone should be eager to want to serve the Lord, because after serving the Lord, one is going to a spiritual world, and in spiritual world there is no suffering. There is, it is said that in the spiritual world, every step is a dance, and everything is a song there. So everybody is being enjoyed by the Lord there, and this is actually our real nature, our real position, that we serve the Lord in the spiritual world, and then the soul can really be happy and satisfied. So this is the importance of this verse from Bhagavad Gita. So in all activities just depend on me. So it means whatever you do, you just depend on the Lord. You know that He is the controller, just as I said. There are three things. If you understand, you have full knowledge. So if you know that Lord is the ultimate controller of everything, you will not want to control anything. You will just surrender to the Lord. You will know that Lord is controlling everything, because it says that the Lord is in everyone's hearts as Param Atma. So He is directing the soul according to her desires. But if we surrender to Paramatma, the Lord in our heart, then He will show us the real, the what to do. Because if we are trying to think that this is the best for me, this is maybe the best for me, we're never going to be satisfied. The Lord knows everything. He knows even better than us. So if we fully surrender to Him, then we can be satisfied. And by knowing that He is the ultimate enjoyer, we will want to serve Him and to please Him. And while doing this, the Lord is very happy. He's pleased by your devotional service. He's actually falling on his knees. It says that when somebody is performing devotional service with full heart, with full engagement, with pure love, then Lord is falling on his knees and he's like crying, because he's like happy to see that the soul is doing the right thing, that she is actually serving others. And how can we serve the Lord actually is by serving other devotees. We're serving the Lord. This is the best service to the Lord. Like we have Tulasi Devi, we are trying to serve her. It's a plan. It's a very special plan. So we're trying to serve her in the morning to satisfy the Lord, because it is said that you'll satisfy more Lord by serving others than serving Him directly. So the best service in this age is to chant the holy name Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to give it to everyone. It is said that this is the best service, that you make others chant the holy name, because by chanting the holy name, one is becoming happy and he's feeling this ecstasy of the holy name. And this is what we are doing every day, chanting, dancing and feasting and just the philosophy. So it is actually, we're just being enjoyed by the Lord. We're just chanting the holy name. He's being pleased by it. And we're dancing for Him. And then He's supplying us, giving us a nice food. And then this food, we're actually offering it to Him. So again, we are doing everything for Him. And when we read this book, we're getting the knowledge from Krishna, from the Lord. Because this knowledge is not different from Him, because He gave it to us. So by reading all these books, we can find in every book that is said that chanting of the holy name is the biggest devotional service in this age, Kali. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that one should drink the pure nectar of the holy name. And he said that there is nothing but the name to be had in the 14 worlds. And he said that everything else is illusion. Just chant the holy name and you will be satisfied. Srila Kaviraja Goswami, he said that make a garland of this verse and place it around the neck. The verse that I said is the one should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind. So when one is really being humble and thinking that he's lower than a straw on the street, and that he is actually a fallen, conditioned soul, and he's chanting the holy name in that state of mind, then he can chant the holy name constantly and being tolerant, yes. So, because it is not easy to live in this material world, and you should always show, yes, respect to everyone and never wanting it for us, like being proud or being envy of someone. This is all pollution. And so, what's the time? 8:25? Yeah, I will stop here. If there is any question, please, you can ask. Right, yes? Yes. Yes. So, thank you. So, yes, in this age, nowadays, almost everyone is using a computer, laptop, or cell phone, and this is actually sucking out our energy, and we're not being satisfied. Like, some people are on computer for many, many hours, but you can use it again for the Lord in His service. You can read books from on the internet, or you can use everything for the Lord. There is no doubt. So, but yeah, because we are becoming more and more entangled, we should use more time for serving the Lord, and actually we'll be happy chanting of the holy name. It's very important in this stage. And actually, it says that it's very easy to get the taste for chanting. One just has to constantly chant. In this, which verse I said, chanting a humble state of mind and being tolerant and showing respect to everyone. And in that state of mind, one can chant the holy name constantly, because there is no reason why should somebody not be humble. There is no reason why should somebody not be humble. So in that humble state of mind, one can chant constantly this holy name. So yes. Yes, thank you. So that's why actually we are here. It is said that in the spiritual world, God is center, and we are serving Him. By serving Him, we are being happy. And in material world, we are the center because we want to be the God and we want to try to rule the material nature. And by doing it, we are not being satisfied because this is not our real position. Our real position is to love God and everyone and to serve others and to serve the Lord. So in that state of consciousness, one is actually being happy and satisfied. Then he will not think of himself. He will just think about others and he will be happy. So, yes, you can use everything in the service of the Lord. We can see that Srila Prabhupada had he had taped many verses, you know, and we can hear them, you know, from computer or internet. So we can still use computer or internet for good. We can hear the lectures from a pure devotee, the lectures that he gave us. We can even see the videos of Srila Prabhupada. So, yes. So is there any other question? Yes. Yes, because goodness means that in mode of goodness, one is not doing sinful activities. When one is in passion, he wants to enjoy. So he's trying to do something, to get something, to make his body being satisfied. And in ignorance, one is just polluted. He's getting mad. He's not even enjoying. So it says that passion in beginning is like sweet, but in the end is very, like, it's like a poison. And ignorance in beginning is poison, in the end is poison, but goodness in beginning is like poison, and in the end is nectar, because, for example, we are trying, like, the Hare Krishna movement, the devotees, they're all trying to live in mode of goodness, like brahmanas. So that means there are four regulative principles, actually, that they're following. And it is not actually easy in this age to follow this four regulative principle. The first one is no sex, no illicit sex. That means no sex out of the marriage. The other one is no gambling. The third one is no eating. And the fourth one is no intoxication. So no using alcohol, drugs, and cigarettes and this kind of stuff. So this is in the mode of goodness when you follow these four regulative principles. So that may be poison, like poison in the beginning, because it's difficult to do it. But if you keep on doing it, later it becomes nectar, because you, your body, your subtle body, and the soul becomes purified. Because we are entangled in this material nature because of our desires of past life. So by performing this, it is like a sacrifice, taking these four regulative principles. And by following them after, we'll be happy because we will get cleaned. We'll be purified from in, and then we can be self-realized who we are. We are the spirit soul. So so this is does it tell you enough? Yeah? Yeah. Actually, it is said, even if one cannot follow the four regulative principles, if he just chants the holy name, automatically he will start to follow these principles, because the holy name cleanses the heart from all the sinful activities from the past lives. So you'll automatically start to follow these regulative principles, because it will clean your heart and purify. So is there another question, if you like, to ask anyone?
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to comment. Yeah, actually, in this material world, everything is controlled by these three modes of nature. And, like, for example, there is food in mode of goodness, and this is like milk, vegetables, fruit, and grains. And in the food that's in passion, it's like salty or it's spicy, you know, sour. And the food in ignorance is like meat and like eggs, fish, and this kind of stuff. So if one is eating meat, eggs, and fish, he's being in the mode of ignorance. And he cannot be self-realized, just realize who is he and so on. So if one is the mode of goodness, he's being cleaned. And then he can really be happy and satisfied. And there's like example, like a cow, if somebody eats meat, and if you just give him example why to stop eating meat is, for example, you have a cow, she's giving you milk, which with you can make hundreds of preparations, and you can live with it for a whole life. There is no need for other food. You can live with it. You will survive. So they have slaughterhouses all around the world, and they're killing cows for no reason, because they're in the mode of ignorance, and they don't use their head to think that this cow gives us milk, and we can use it actually. Of course they use it, but they're in the mode of ignorance, so they kill the cow. And actually the cow in the Vedic scripture is considered to be one of the mothers, because she's giving the milk, just as a mother to a son or a daughter, she's giving the milk. So if you kill a cow, it is like giving your own mother, and this is completely in ignorance. So it's very important to be in the mode of goodness, to perform all activities in the mode of goodness, because if you're in the mode of goodness, then you can very easily transcend these modes, and then you're not anymore attached to the material nature, or you have desires. So it's just like the food in the mode of goodness and everything, the activities. Is there any more question? I think I should stop here. Thank you all very much. I'm sorry if I was not speaking good. It's first time I give a lecture, so thank you for your compassion. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Bhagavad Gita ki, Gaur Premanand. So if you like, you can stay for kirtan, and we will sing a little bit. So this kirtan is connecting us with God directly. So if you want, please stay. Thank you. It's okay, nothing. Thank you. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami.